We hear again from the gospel reading of John 17. Jesus said, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. In the name of Jesus. We are given privy to this conversation of Jesus and his Father. He is speaking to his Father about us. It's a prayer. It's a prayer that we may be one with one another, even as he, Jesus, is in oneness with his Father. So a little bit of context for where we are. The church has just observed Ascension Day. That was Thursday. We heard the readings of our Lord ascending to heaven, and we heard of his reign at the right hand of the Father. Before that, of course, was Easter morning. We were given the words of his resurrection from the dead. He defeated death. That is a victory that he gives to us, he says, in baptism. Before Easter, we had Holy Week. We heard his word instituting Holy Communion. We heard his crucifixion, where he spilled the blood that atones for the sins of the world, in which he now brings by his promise to us in his supper. Having heard of these great gifts of salvation, of Jesus instituting his supper, of his death for us on the cross, his victory for us on our behalf, his ascension to heaven, and now in the seventh Sunday of Easter, we hear our Lord praying for us. Father, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me. Just before this, Jesus had prayed to his Father, sanctify them, Father, make them holy in your truth. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus is here praying, not only for his disciples of that time, for the church that he has gathered around him then, but also for us. He prays for all generations to follow, for all that he will gather to his name, for us and our families, because that's what he says. I do not ask for these only, Father, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So that's us. Jesus gave his word to his apostles. They, by his appointment, brought it to the world, and it is that word by which Jesus is revealing himself to us and is making us his own. So we belong to him. Jesus prays for us then, that we may be one with one another, even as he is in oneness with his Father. For Jesus, this is a big word throughout Scripture: unity, oneness. Sometimes that gets cheapened into being something that's not oneness, a relationship. You need to have a relationship with Jesus. But Scripture nowhere says that. That's two people relative to each other. Oneness is different. It's a binding together. He created the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, and he bound them together, not in a relationship, but in a life-giving unity. Matthew 19, Jesus said, "The two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let man not separate." So we won't use a word like relationship with Jesus, because that separates the two and has us talking about how they're relative each to each other. Rather, we'll use our Lord's word, the husband and the wife, unity, oneness, one flesh. The same word Jesus uses for the church when he declares himself to be the groom, the church his bride, in oneness with each other. So the prayer, Father, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. Do we see ourselves, or find ourselves, it seems at times, not in oneness? We do. And there we find our sin. We find the work of the devil, who wants us to see ourselves apart from Jesus, relative to him. How is your relationship? That is, how far are you from him? Maybe you need to work on it. There's no oneness in that language. In Scripture, oneness does not even mean conformity. Maybe it does in our world. Conformity speaks of an outward likeness, but oneness does not. It speaks of an outward likeness so that everyone is pressed into acting the same way. Conformity, that can be had by coercion. It can be had then by the law. Oneness, though, that's a binding together. Jesus never required, for instance, Peter and Paul to be in conformity with each other. He never asked Paul to act like Peter. That may have presented an outward conformity, but that's not unity. Peter and Paul were in unity because they were both sanctified by the blood of Christ, both united in his gospel. They both proclaimed the same gospel to sinners, whether Peter down in Jerusalem or Paul up in Athens. A husband and wife are not in unity because they are outwardly the same or outwardly acting the same or able to do the same functions. The husband remains who he is, husband, giving the gifts of husband to his wife. The wife remains wife, giving the gifts only she as wife can give. And the man and the woman are, by the word of Jesus, bound in oneness with each other. Jesus prays for unity, for oneness, for his church. We each bring our own particular gifts. We each rejoice in the gifts peculiar to one another. And we all build up each other in encouragement and in thankfulness for those gifts. And we pray for one another. Our prayer is joined in oneness to the intercession of our Lord Jesus. We pray for the one suffering in sickness that healing may be brought and that he or she would know the comfort of Christ Jesus. We pray for the one maybe looking for work, for the husband and wife in conflict, for the one tempted by arrogance, for the one placing himself or herself above others, the one beat down, the one lonely, the one afraid. We pray that each would hear the word forgiving sin and covering shame. We pray for those working in the church to teach the children, those taking care of the building, those keeping the books, those serving the youth, those bringing the gift of music. We pray, giving thanks for all, that they would all know the joy in their service to their fellow saints. We pray for those who rejoice, those contemplating maybe graduation, those looking forward to marriage, those rejoicing at the birth of a new child, those looking for fulfillment in their vocations, those able to be content with what they're given. We pray in thankfulness for all, and we pray for oneness. For the devil sows division into the church. And with our own sin and arrogance, we bring brokenness into our own families. And in our sinful flesh, we find that the law will always be having us accuse one another. So we pray for oneness in the church, for oneness in our families. We pray for the gift of the word of Jesus, that the forgiveness of sins would break down every division and joined together in oneness, that the gospel would prevail and build up the church in the oneness of Christ Jesus. For he's our groom, and he says we are one with him. As we pray, we are given to know that Jesus prays with us. He intercedes to his Father that we would be sanctified, made holy by his word, made holy by his blood, and would be made one with him, and therefore with each other. John 17:21, Father, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. Jesus is speaking to his Father even now about us. His Father hears his prayer. By this prayer, his Father is our Father. He gives us this word. It's his word. He keeps us in his name, and he sanctifies us, forgiving us daily of all sin, making us one with him and with one another. In the name of Jesus, amen.